Good Sports Bar here with Coach Kaye from Georgia Tech Volleyball. You finished your non-conference or preseason portion of your schedule. Just overall impressions of how the team looked through these first 10 or 15 matches.
I felt like we looked pretty good. You know, I think we were a little inconsistent, but I think that when we did show our best volleyball, it was pretty impressive. We were able to get some really good results, especially at home. And it was good to see just the growth of this young group. You know, it was good to see that every time that we stepped on the court, we were doing things at a higher level. And now our goal is to, you know, we challenged ourselves, I think, a lot in preseason. Played some really good teams with a lot of different styles. And so, you know, for sure that helped us prepare for the ACC season.
When we talked earlier before the season started, you talked about all of your new players and some of your newcomers and returners. How has it been balancing in all of them? We'll break down positions, but just overall, how has this team been preseason-wise compared to your previous years with a veteran group?
I think that we have done really well. I think that we have we got a lot of young players playing big roles, you know, having to handle a lot of pressure. We also got a lot of seniors in new roles and in new situations and matches, and I think that for the most part, we responded really well to just that challenge right up front. You know, we've been dealing with some injuries and some other things that were outside of our control. And just the way that we managed that, and we were able to stay competitive and we were able to keep pushing forward, you know, really says a lot about the group and how committed we are to our individual and, you know, team growth. So I think that we did that this preseason. And I think they did a really good job just balancing all the situations that could have been thrown at us.
I spoke with Gabriella and Ashley earlier, and they looks like their roles have increased throughout the year. Ashley definitely from previous years, and Gabriella being consistently in that starting rotation.
For sure.
Just talk about them and how they've helped you at least have some consistency on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they are carrying a heavy load. You know, they're getting served a lot. They're definitely, you know, teams are preparing to defend them. And I think that they have, throughout their career, prepared themselves for this opportunity. I think they're very deserving of it. I think that we're in good hands with these two kids that we have in the outside position. And I think they have, I think it's been part of a growth moment for them as well, because they have been having to just deal with the pressure of being those go-to players and of being, before they were able to play a little more of a behind role behind Tegan, and she was always the one that they were, preparing for. But now Gabby's playing that role, and Ashley's is playing that secondary role and in-serve-receive, you know, playing a big part of a role with Sam that's so, you know, a freshman out there. So it's having to help that freshman hold high responsibilities. And so all of that has been, I think, very rewarding for them, because I think that that's what you want out of the career. You want to be on the court. You want to be competing. You want to be playing. And every time they're feeling more and more comfortable in that role.
How have the newcomers been? I've seen open competition, or at least start looking at the box scores in your center position. I've seen some in your libero and some of your even middles. Sydney Wilson's obviously been a consistent middle for you, but some other players getting in there.
Yeah.
Just who have been some standouts, just newcomers who have...
both of them are right side, so both of our lefties, Grace and Corey have done a great job. I mean, it's a position that has a lot of responsibilities at this level, because it's usually defending the best player on the other side of the outside. So they are getting better on the defensive part of it and staying a little more confident and more consistent with their offense and learning new shots and learning how to execute on bed sets and not a system sets and all those things that takes time to learn, but they're just being thrown out there and actually have been doing a really good job. I mean, in the matches that we have been successful, they have been a big part of that success. So hopefully we're getting them to be more and more consistent, more and more comfortable and confident with what they can do.
And also, your last match against Georgia was a loss. But what can you take from that match, being in that environment, playing an SEC opponent, as you come into finally an ACC play?
Yeah, I mean, that match against Georgia was, it's tough because we know we left there not playing our best volleyball. I think that Georgia did a really good job from the service line, really putting pressure on our passers, and that really took our confidence away a little bit. I think that we played as aggressive and as confident as we have been playing, even against teams like Texas, you know, where we played one of the best teams in the country, and I think I felt like we played a lot more confident and aggressive than we did in Georgia. So, I mean, the environment had to do with it being, you know, we had some young kids in there, and then they kind of got a little nervous, and I think that some of our key players didn't play up to their potential. So, I mean, that happens, and we need to get better in those situations. I think that's one of the things that we took away from there, is we need to have a better response when it's not our day, you know, and then we're in a tough environment, because that's going to happen in conference. I mean, everybody, you know, as much as we want to be consistent, there are good and bad days, and we're going to have to respond better on those bad days. And I think that that's what we came back to the gym, and we're motivated to work and to get better and make sure that we're raising our average bar, you know, when we're always, the least we can get is this. And so we're raising that level to where, if it's our worst case scenario, we're still staying competitive, you know. And I think that those were one of the things that this preseason, when we were very good at something, there wasn't really a response, you know. And so I think that that's definitely one of the things we've been searching for this week, to make sure that we're a little more well-rounded when we get to conference, because we understand that there are going to be good and bad days, and there are teams that are going to put us in some pressure situations, and we're just going to have to respond better and be competitive if we want to make sure that we do in conference what we want to do.
And finally, you have Clemson and Duke this weekend. I know you usually look at the first match first, so we'll go to Clemson. Tough opponent, team that you always have to play competitive matches with, you're on the road. Just impressions of how preparations are going for this match, and what will you have to do well to emerge with a win?
You know, I think first and foremost, we're trying to get better on our side of the court, as I said, with just our consistency and raising our level of play. But just, you know, Clemson has got a new coaching staff. They're doing a tremendous job over there. Already a way more competitive team than they were last year. They got some good pieces in place. They're going to be playing at home. It's their first ACC match, so there's a lot of really cool things going for them. That place is a hard place to play, you know, and so it's going to be really important that we get over there being a better team than we were last week. And so we have had some good practices. We're feeling confident. I think a lot of it starts on our side of the court with this match on Friday, and really how we respond being on the road, because that has been one of the things that has, you know, that we've been struggling with just being young. So we need to do a good job on that, and it doesn't get any easier. It goes straight to Clemson, where it's one of the hardest places to play in the ACC.